this story is kind of my rosebud story. Like, this is the one I think of that grasps, like, my childhood growing up. And it is the story of the first time I met my very first friend, Turner. And it was in preschool at the YMCA. So preschool, you know, you're all sitting down on these mats, like Indian style, like in this big circle. And the teacher says, all right, kids, now tomorrow, make sure you bring your shoes with shoelaces on it. Because tomorrow is Learn to Tie Your Shoe Day. I'm like, okay, cool, like that's exciting. We get to become older, like that's the big step, you know? Like you don't have to use those like Ninja Turtle clamps anymore. Like, you know, you're a grown up now, you're tying your shoes. And so I was kind of excited about it. And then on the way out, this little kid named Turner grabs my hand and he's like, hey, you know what we should do tomorrow? We should wear our Velcro shoes so we don't have to learn to tie our shoes. You know, like, and that's just like, that's the kind of kid he is. Like, he doesn't want to learn stuff like that, so let's not do it. And so I was sitting there, I was like, well, like, what do we tell the teacher? Like, how do you answer that? Like, what is she going to say? And he's like, well, we'll just tell her that we thought it was go outside and play day, so we brought our play shoes. And I thought about it, and I was like, this kid is brilliant. Like, he's got all the answers. Like, every question I had, he had an answer for. So, like, all right. I was like, all right, I'll do it if you do it. And he's like, I promise. Like, I promise, too. So I go off, and I go home, and that entire night, I'm just laying there in bed thinking, like, what if he doesn't come through? Like, what if I bring my Velcro shoes, and he brings his shoelace shoes, and then I'm the only kid that never learns to tie his shoes. Like, that's going to be my life. Like, I'm going to be the only kid ever not to know how to tie his shoes. I'm just frightened by it. But then, you know, I kept thinking about it, and I kept thinking about it. And I was like, well, I made a promise. Like, those things are important, right? Like, you know, I'm just a kid. Like, I don't know things, you know, I don't know about, like, cars and girls and, like, love and pain yet. I just know that, like, a promise is an important thing. I promised this kid that I'm going to bring my Velcro shoes. I was like, damn it, that's what I'm going to do. So I get to school the next day, and I'm just waiting outside, like, looking for Turner, like, sweating, like, as much as I'm sweating right now, like, where is this kid? Like, oh my God, all my fears are happening right now. And then there he was, and he showed up, and we both looked at each other's feet. We both looked at each other, and we're like, yes, like, you came through. And he's like, you came through. And I was like, we're best friends. Like, this is the moment where it happened. And so we get inside, and the teacher looks at us, and she's like, boys, where are your shoelaces? And we tell her our alibi, and she just kind of looks at us like an adult looks at a kid that she just doesn't have the time to yell at, you know, and she's just like, well, you're just going to have to sit there then. And so we sit there in the big circle, and we just sheepishly, like, pull our shoes back and forth the whole time, and, like, our own, like, quiet rebellion, like, you know, like, ah, we got away with this one, you know, like, an embarrassing amount of time passed before I learned to tie my shoes. But the first person I taught was Turner. And it's been this inseparable bond ever since, to where no matter the thousands of miles we are separated by and the years apart we get, we always know that when we make a promise with each other, we keep that promise. And him and his wife are expecting their first child in the next couple weeks. And I'm excited to know that when she learns to tie her shoes, I taught him to teach her that.
Thank you very much.
I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree. We will rest upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound.